Good afternoon. It's Demon FM. You're listening to the Outer Mission Lunchtime Show. I'm James Ross, joined with Alex today. Good morning, Alex.
Well, good afternoon now. I mean, it is lunchtime.
Yeah,
like, raring to go.
So we've got a jam-packed show for you today. We're talking about, obviously, what's for lunch again, being the lunchtime show. We've got a board game chat coming up in the run-up to Christmas, that sort of thing. We're talking about winter foods, Advent. We've got a recipe for you with Rihanna, and just loads of good music, loads like that. So we're going to start off with board games.
Now, this is something I'm very excited for because I've been playing quite a bit recently, and we also have a bit of a special guest with us to...
An expert
we'll go with, yeah. We have Darius with us.
Yes, mm-hmm. Hello there.
Now, you know a few things about a few board games.
I know a thing or two, yeah.
Yeah. Now, like, we've been playing a lot ourselves. Like, I brought you in because...
Yeah.
We played a few things together already. And there's just something about them, especially because we're coming up to winter.
Mm.
So everyone's getting their family around. We're basically looking for, like, what is a good board game to play with your family? Because everyone's going to go, I want to play Monopoly.
And that's the wrong answer. Should not play Monopoly.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. It just makes everyone angry, I find.
Yeah.
You need a good, like, full day to play Monopoly as well. It's never going to end well.
You want a game that has an end point, the one that doesn't just go on forever.
Definitely.
Especially when, like, the main thing that I think makes Monopoly people really dislike it is everyone has their own rules.
Yeah.
And they keep adding their own rules, and then you got these 10 extra rules that your family plays with that makes the game last
forever. No one actually remembers them. Yeah.
And then halfway through, someone's like, oh, are we not playing it like this? And it's like...
Yeah, exactly. If you're if you do end up playing Monopoly, first of all, sorry.
Yeah.
Second, play it by the rules written. That will actually make it last not too long.
Yeah, it will actually end at some point.
But we're trying to think of, like, what are some good games for Christmas families to play.
For kind of like family ones, it's like it's always a little bit difficult because you can't get like any super complicated ones, but for kind of like family ones playing together, I always like to go with kind of like co-op games because then everyone's kind of working together and everyone's not kind of feuding with each other. So a particularly good family one is like Forbidden Island. If you've ever played that one, you basically lay out a bunch of tiles and it's like this island that is sinking and you've got to work with like the rest of your family, your team, to loot all these kind of like treasures from these ancient temples and get back to the helicopter and fly away before the whole island sinks. It's quite good fun, that one, actually.
Okay, that does sound really good. Like, I definitely think theme is quite important for if you're trying to get a family game, something that everyone can understand, get behind, cheer for, like, because you go for co-op games as well, so everyone can sort of cheer for it as well.
Yeah, and it's good with families because quite often families, you have, like, the younger kids who are, like, 7 or 8 or something like that, who aren't, like... If you're playing like a competitive game, they're just going to get destroyed by one of the parents or something like that. So if you're playing a co-op game, then everyone's trying to help each other, and so you're not going to end up with like quite as many arguments.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. There are definitely a few like cute. Let's go with, like, cute competitive games as well, though, which I think are definitely like more family based as well. Like, I saw Cat Lady.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've not played that one myself. One that I think is actually gotten like really popular is Flux, and the idea with that one is it's a competitive game, so everyone's playing against each other. But the idea is the cards you're drawing out of the deck change the rules of the game. So it's like, oh, you need these cards to win, but then you play another card, and it's like forget that. Now we need these cards to win. So everyone's trying to play that, trying to get the cards they actually need to win, but also the cards that will actually let them win with those cards.
Okay, and like there's a lot of different like. There's a lot of sort of based off cartoons. Like with Flux, there's a lot based off cartoons, like the space. There's
they've
different
done
versions.
A bunch of different editions. So you can get like Star Trek Flux, or you can get like Monty Python Flux, or there's like Doctor Who Flux. There's like a load of different ones like that.
Okay, that does sound pretty good.
Yeah,
very confused about no idea.
I'll say, like, it's all thing. A lot of these sort of board games, like, they can sound very out there when you're just talking about them. And it can help if someone you know knows how to play and can introduce you all to it.
That's always the thing with board games, is like someone has to have like read the rules beforehand, otherwise you're going to get really slowed down with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, so if you are thinking about like, picking up a game for Christmas, maybe open it up beforehand, just have a read.
Double check.
Take the cling film off and just have a flip through the rule book and then pack it all back together and wrap it up.
Yeah, like, try not play it. Like, don't spoil, like, the surprise, but yeah, at least if someone can...
Someone knows the basic rules, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
definitely more of a sort of a basic board gamer, like Mousetrap or something. That's about my level.
But, yeah. People say that, but Mousetrap is like one of the most complicated games because you've got to get all the different contraptions to actually work.
Maybe I wasn't playing it right. Maybe I did that wrong.
Yeah.
I feel you need a bit of an engineering degree sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, so we're going to be talking a bit more about board games a little bit later.
Demon FM.
Now, a nice little segment that we've been having so far on the show up until now. We're going to bring it back, obviously. It's nearly mm-hmm. December. We've got to have it again. It's time for...
Ooh, child! Better save me some lunch.
Can I take your order, please?
So what's for lunch, Alex? What's for lunch?
For me, I mean, I've got to actually like plan this because like, I've got this radio show. I've got my late lunch. Like, it's a thing.
So it's the afternoon, mid-afternoon lunch.
It's almost like a late snack.
That's so, not good. Like, so you're a breakfast person then?
I do my breakfast when I usually can, mm-hmm. although today was a light one.
Like, right,
just
okay.
a little one. I woke up a bit late. I woke up late, mm-hmm. snuggled in bed, didn't want to get up, and I was like, oh, one sec, got to leave, got this radio show to do. Run to the kitchen, mm-hmm. slam some toast on. Get toast out and leave. So I'm running a little empty.
I'm not a breakfast person, but I do eat my lunch quite late. I'm more of a late luncher.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm running empty at the moment. But we'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get through it. I think.
But as for okay. what I'll have, I'll probably like pop to shop and actually like, cook something up because I am like
I'm a little bit flaky. Cooked lunch instead. Just
yeah,
I see.
And I'll say I'm going have something a bit heavy because I'm starting to flag a bit.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
But I'm still undecided. Need to check the aisles out.
Well, there's lots more coming in now because obviously we're getting into winter. It's getting into December. There's loads of different sort of food fashions and as the season changes,
mm-hmm.
The options that we have obviously are so much more different. And is there anything that you look forward to all year that's sort of a winter seasonal food?
Seasonal foods, yeah. Okay. Lots of like sort of like German Christmas foods.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I picked up some, what's it, Lebkuchen? I don't know what that is. It's basically like a dark chocolate spiced Jaffa cake with apricot in.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And like I picked up like two bags, like ate one, like shared some the other, and then the second bag, that was all for me. And I ate it all in one sitting. Like, I'm not that ashamed.
That does sound good. See, I wait all year for sprouts. I'm a sprout man.
I can dig a few sprouts.
Yeah, I like sprouts. I don't understand why people wouldn't like sprouts, but, you know. Another thing that I'm waiting for, obviously, is pigs in blankets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's good just... gravy, bread, sauce stuff.
Oh, yes. I had a hot dog the other day, and it was like a hot dog wrapped in bacon, like a huge pigs in blankets thing, in the burger bun. Hot dog bun with bread sauce and cranberry sauce on it. It was incredible.
My mouth is watering already.
Yeah,
like, I mean, I need to find this place.
Yeah, I would have that again in a heartbeat. It was amazing.
I definitely think when it comes to Christmas stuff, meat, like I definitely get a sweet tooth again because the other mm-hmm. thing I'm absolutely loving for seasonal foods is a Stollen.
Yes, yeah.
So marzipan, almond, e-bits, and
yeah.
raisins, I think.
In
a sweet dough.
There's so much, like, there's just so much winter food that summer, everyone's eating salads and then they have a bit of a barbecue. Yeah, that's nice.
Try to be a bit healthy.
Yeah.
And then
in winter, you just need, I can't wait for, like, I'm just going to have Christmas dinner every day of the month in December, I think.
Helps you put on, like, a winter coat, just like,
exactly.
warm up.
It's going to be cold in January. I need to be ready for it.
Exactly.
I need to put on some weight. But, there's advent calendars, of course, as well. So
I need to still buy
every
mine.
Morning.
But
see, I've got two. I always have two. but yeah, I just, what's the point of having one chocolate in the morning when you can have two?
I mean, I kind of agree because,
exactly.
like, we just have a big tub of chocolates mm-hmm. just sitting on the side, and I did pick a few up this morning.
Oh, you see, you've gone creative with the advent calendar. Just a big box of chocolates and pick your own. I might do that as well.
But then I have to try and limit myself, like, one a day. Oh, is it defeats the point of being kind of an advent calendar?
Oh, no.
It's just me eating chocolates then.
Just a handful every day. That would be fine. I'll still be counting down to Christmas, definitely. We're going to be talking a bit more about what's for lunch a little bit later in the show. So tweet us in at Demon FM. This is
Demon FM. Coming up right now, we are going to have Rihanna teaching us a little bit of food with...
This is amazing, by the way. This is amazing. It's time for...
Cooking with Rihanna.
I love that. Shall we get into it?
Yeah.
Here's Rihanna.
Hello. Today we're going to be making a prawn stir fry. Gonna get my prawns. Yes. There's the prawns. Now we're going to put the prawns just in a bit of warm water just to soften them up a bit. Then we're gonna season them. Bit of paprika, bit of salt, garlic. I like to use garlic paste because it's just like smoother, you know. And then we just mix it up. And then we leave that to marinate for a bit. Okay, now that they've marinated, we're going to cook them. I like to put them in the oven because I'm trying to be healthy, you know, no frying over here. In the oven for about 15 minutes. Okay, now that the prawns are done, we're gonna assemble and prepare the stir fry. So I've got my noodles, and I've got my stir fry mix, and I've got my prawns. Okay, we're gonna start off with the vegetables in the wok. Okay, so we've got some bean sprouts, some carrots, a bit of broccoli, some red pepper. They're all just sliced up quite thinly. So we're gonna go ahead and put it in the wok. Make sure the wok is quite hot, you know. Yeah. I'm just gonna mix it up. I really like this sound when you're cooking. It's so nice. Leave that for a bit. Just want it to get a bit soft, you know. Then we'll add the prawns. See, people make stir fries differently. I like to make it like this, you know. Looks delicious already. I'm going to add the prawns now. Okay, I'm gonna add some more seasoning just in case, like, some came off the prawns when it was like in the oven, you know. So I'm just gonna add a bit more salt, some chili flakes. I like my stir fry quite chili, quite hot. Some garlic. I'm using garlic granules here now because the paste will just like make it watery, and you don't want that. Bit paprika and some Chinese five spice. Mix. Smells delish. Okay, I'm going to add the noodles now. And I'm also going to add some light soy sauce. Keep everything light, you know. I'm trying to be healthy. Okay. Mix. So yeah, after you add the soy sauce, just leave it for a bit to get soft. Maybe turn down the heat as well. And that's basically it. And then you plate up. But obviously make sure you season your stir fry to taste, because everyone is different, you know. You can find a picture of this stir fry at DemonFM on Twitter.
That was Cooking with Rihanna. Thank you very much, Rihanna. That was really good. I really want to taste that.
Mm-hmm.
I really want a bit of that. Tried it?
Yeah. And, like, I'm not huge on spice.
Uh-huh.
Like, no, I'm a bit of a wimp when it comes to spice. But mm-hmm. That paprika. That.
You need a bit of paprika in your life.
Yeah, I would say, like, that was good. Like, it really did spice up to a nice warmth that I can totally handle.
Yeah, it was good. I like that. I'm not a huge prawn fan, I have to say. I'd like it with chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the prawn fans that are out there, I appreciate that.
I'd say you can probably adapt it a bit if you need to. Yeah,
it's really good.
I'm pretty good with shellfish.
Sounded tasty. See, my cooking is kind of like... get all the stuff from a packet, put it in the pan, open a jar of sauce, and then add it all together.
And then wait some time and, it's a meal.
That's about it. That's all I'm doing when I'm cooking. But that was quite a healthy stir fry as well.
Absolutely. And like, it is useful to know a few basic recipes that you can just throw together so you're not just eating packet foods.
Exactly. Yeah, I like it. Very good.
Demon FM.
I enjoyed that.
I do like a bit of ABBA. Oh,
I watched Mamma Mia 2 last night, and, you know...
Are you very happy that you did watch Mamma Mia 2?
That was amazing. I have planned to watch it again straight away.
I need to watch it.
I want to watch...
I saw the first and liked it.
I want to watch the first one, followed straight by the second one, to be honest.
That'd a bit of a Mamma Mia marathon.
Absolutely. Why not? Why wouldn't you do that?
It does sound pretty good.
So earlier we were talking about favourite board games as it's coming up to Christmas and that winter period. We've had loads of tweets in, so thank you guys. We've had someone here, Rihanna, she's all about Monopoly. But someone likes to keep it old school with chess.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
Good variety. I mean, it stuck around for a reason.
Exactly. It's lasted. But we've got our expert back in the studio.
Hello, I'm back.
He's back.
Because there's a little thing that's happening in Leicester. And I've seen it in a few cities as well. Is that board game cafes opening?
Yeah. There's been a couple, but not actually too many in the UK.
So. No, but it seems a really nice idea. You rock up, you get yourself a coffee, tea, whatever.
Mm.
You go to a table, rent it out for a bit, and take a board game from their collection and play it with some friends. Or
if anyone's been to like a cat cafe, it's a similar idea. You pay for the time and then you just sit down, and instead of playing with cats, you play with the board games instead. So
oh man, cat cafes are great. We need more of those.
Yeah.
But with these board game cafes, I think it's a great idea because it's a nice place for people to try something they might not know if they'll like it.
Definitely.
You can go get your coffee, which you're probably gonna like. You're going to go with your friends, who hopefully you're going to like.
Yeah.
And you can all try and learn a board game together. And then, hey, if you do like it, you know, yeah, maybe I'll pick this up myself or buy it as a present for Christmas or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And actually getting your hands on something that... Because some board games are, unfortunately, a bit pricey.
Yeah, and some of them can be a bit hard to get hold of because a lot of them don't only do, like, limited print runs and stuff like that. So some of them can become a bit hard to actually get hold of. But... it's quite good then if there's a board game cafe that actually has a copy of it, because then you can go there and play it instead of trying to find like the odd copy on eBay or something.
As long as you don't have to like fight through the crowds who might also be trying to play
doing
it themselves.
The same thing, yeah.
And like some of the ones that open here in Leicester, like it's also coming with a hub for a few things as well, card game tournaments. Not talking about poker, but like collectible card games, Magic Gathering, Keyforge, things like that.
Yu-Gi-Oh and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And they're actually a nice place for all people in like the city or even surrounding areas, because you can get a bit of a draw if you've got like a tournament or something going.
Mm.
Or just come along and share in fun experience, like meeting new people.
Yeah, yeah.
And playing and having good drinks.
I was going to say that I wonder if you find that people will come sort of more as a group of friends, or do people sort of meet there? Like, what's the...
I think it's a bit of both. I think most people kind of come with a group of about like three or four of their friends, mm-hmm. and they sit down as a group to play like one board game or two.
Yeah.
But then sometimes they'll do like special events where it's like, oh, just come along on your own and we'll like try and match you up with some people. So you can get that kind of thing going as well. And I think the one I'm from, Quest... They actually, we had a fun story where a group of people came in and said, we actually met the last group event you did, and now we're all friends, and so we go and play board games around each other's house like on our own time.
That's really nice as well.
Yeah, so that made us all feel really good as the staff. Yeah,
I think a lot of the community stuff now is also online based. So to have an outlet, a shop, a physical place in the city centre. You know, where people can actually form these friendships and do physical things like playing the board games. Mm. I think it's really important to have that, and it's sort of a trend that I think hopefully is on the rise.
Yeah, I think There's a few open now, and there's more opening up. So I think it seems to be going up, mm-hmm. and hopefully they all prove to be quite popular. It seems to be going quite well so far.
I really do want them to stick around quite a bit. Like,
mm-hmm, definitely. I was going to say, do you have a favourite board game, or are you not allowed?
I don't know. It's very difficult to say like one favourite one, because it's like, there's a load of different types of ones. It's like, someday, if you've got like all day and you want to just spend like a whole weekend like playing a board game, then you've got like a couple for that.
Yeah.
Like Twilight Imperium or something like that. But
I still want to play that. I want to.
It's such good fun. We had some people in the shop who did that, and they literally stayed for about 8 hours playing one game.
But you have to kick people out at the end of the
day. Yeah, exactly. It's like, shoo, get the broom.
Get out now. Enough.
Yeah, and then there's the type of games you can play in like 15 minutes or 1 or 2 hours, something like that. So it's like, it's all kind of different ones. It's difficult to pick one favourite one, really.
Definitely. Like I said, my board game is probably, my experience of that is probably quite basic. I'm sort of like, definitely Mousetrap and like Pictionary and stuff like that. Rather than,
but hey, now you've got these chances to actually try something else.
Exactly. I think that's what really would stop me as well, because I've had no chance to try anything else.
Yeah, and you don't want to go in and immediately spend like £40 exactly. buying a game that you don't know if you'll like.
Definitely. Yeah. So I think it's really a really good sort of key part of the city now, and I think definitely head on down sort of, and I definitely will, to try anything that I haven't before. And it's a completely different like kettle of fish. I've never experienced anything like that before. And as I've said on the show many times before, being a Yorkshire man, there's nothing I like more than a cup of tea. So if I'm going somewhere that has a cup of tea, I'm perfectly okay
with
that.
That's all they need to bring you in the
door. Exactly. Yeah. I'm there, definitely.
Does it have to be Yorkshire tea, though, or can it be
definitely
any
Yorkshire
tea?
Yeah. Definitely Yorkshire tea. I have my own little tea tin in the house. That's mine, Yorkshire tea. But I just love tea. I could drink it.
He's in a stupor now.
Yeah.
Tea-based
He's just imagining it. I can see it.
Tea. Yeah. But we've had loads of tweets in, like I said, about these board games earlier. We've got the chess one from John. We've got Articulate, though. I forgot about Articulate. That's a really good one. Scott says that they've got a lot more complicated since his childhood. I think I'm in the same boat as
There's
Scott
still
there.
Plenty of like simple ones. It's just, I think, the ones that Darius and I are a bit more used to, like, I think, do have a bit of a rule book sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. But I think if you think back at some of the ones you used to play when you were kids, you had like the ones where it was like the pirate and you have to stick the swords into the barrel. Mm-hmm. That was like really complicated.
Yeah, that's true. Buckaroo
yeah,
never
Yeah, Buckaroo,
works,
that kind of thing, yeah.
But, so they are... I saw Snap the other day, but it wasn't Snap. It was like Snap with each card was a circle and it had four different pictures on and you had to match this, that and the other. And I was like, no thanks.
Just give me regular Snap.
Yeah,
thanks.
I'll just play Snap. There's another one, Monopoly. Ellie says, I love Monopoly because there's always that one person that flips the board and gets mad.
So it's not the playing Monopoly, it's making sure that other people don't have fun.
Yeah, it's making sure someone gets so angry that they just destroy the game in front of everyone.
You see, I'm not good at Monopoly. I never win. And I always leave it too late to buy my houses. Always leave it too late. There's another one here, Ludo. I do like Ludo. Snakes and Ladders. That's a good one.
That's a classic old one.
Yeah, I do like... I always get the snakes, you know.
Yeah. And Battleships as well. That's a good one.
Say Battleships, all right.
Yeah, that's a good one. There's one from Jess. Obama Llama. I've never...
It's about rhyming, isn't it?
I think I've heard of it, but I don't know exactly what it is. I think it's... Yeah.
Because originally I thought it was like Cards Against Humanity-ish, but like clean and like rhyming. And then, no, it's not. That's... Apples to apples or something instead.
So, yeah.
There's another one as well. I've seen it online recently. It's about memes, and it's a bit like Cards Against Humanity, but it's got the memes in it like as a picture. And then you have to lay down cards that could caption the meme. I think that one looks really good.
Wasn't that aged like really poorly?
that's always the worry, those kind of ones, because it's all pop culture stuff. So yeah, in like 3 years it will be kind of like,
that's true,
doesn't make sense or outdated.
That's true. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today. Obviously board game cafes, go and visit one, definitely. But you're listening to Demon FM.
This is Demon FM.
You're listening to the Outer Mission Lunch Show with me, James, and Alex.
Hello.
So, it's time now for our little miserable boy in the corner. Oh, Scott, it's time for...
Beam Me Up with Scotty.
That still gives me a little bit of a buzz every single time.
It's cute, isn't it?
It is. It's brilliant. It was heartwarming in a weird way. You lot all called me miserable and then was like, yeah, but we've got this really cute bit of the show. So
it's your own bit.
I fully rock it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some bangers today.
Have you?
I've got some bangers.
What have you got?
Shall I start off with the obscure one? The obscure one.
Okay.
Is a man that I hated during my childhood has now become one of my favourite human beings in the world.
Really?
Yeah. And it is Nick Knowles.
Oh, he is doing well. Yeah. He's my winner.
So yeah, I think he's an amazing man. And the reason I hated him growing up is extremely weird and extremely stupid. My mum fancied him, so I had an irrational fear. I was very young. I was about...
This was last year.
I was very young. I was about 19, 20. Yeah. I was about like 7, 8. Mm-hmm. And I just had this irrational fear that my mum was going to divorce my dad and marry Nick Knowles.
Extreme.
I know. And I just hated him. Like, we'd be watching DIY SOS on a Saturday night, amazing show, and I'd just be like, no, he's a bad person.
Do you refuse to watch it?
Oh, no, I love it now. Oh, right, as soon as I hit about 10,
right, okay.
I overcame it. But yeah, the man is an absolute legend.
I think he's going to win, you know.
I think he is. And on I'm a Celeb, is anybody else missing like a nasty person? Like, they're too
nice. They're all
nice.
A bit nice.
Noel Edmonds has his...
I don't like Noel.
He has his moments where he could be a bit deavery.
Uh-huh.
And I think you need someone like that. But I'm loving the show and I don't really watch it normally. But
it's a good year,
I think that's been happening a lot. Like, I've been hearing a lot of people who are like, I've never seen I'm a Celeb before, but I'm watching this season and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's good. I think this year a lot more people have started watching it because it is so different without Ant.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think it's been an opportunity for people to get into it, even if they're not normally
stood her ground. I think she's been brilliant this year.
I do.
She's had a few sketchy shoe choices, which really random, but it's something that me and my flatmates, and it's only the boys that watch I'm a Celeb in my house.
The fashion. We need a fashion show now.
Us three will sit there going, oh, I really like that dress, but what is she doing with them shoes?
We've had a couple of tweets in about Beam Me Up with Scotty as well before your next one. Rihanna's cooking has made everyone smile today.
I like that.
It was good, wasn't that. It? We mean, enjoyed that.
I'm never going to say paprika in the same way again.
Paprika. someone is getting to see their mum this week, and John is getting to see his room tidy.
Oh.
These are all good things.
That is a good thing.
These are all happiness triggers. I like it.
Talking of like... maybe not stuff that I've watched or something like that that's made me happy. I've actually started cooking a lot more and I'm enjoying the results.
See, this surprises me for you.
Yeah. I know. If a lot of you can't see me and won't ever meet me, but I am the stereotypical, like, chuck it in the freezer, pull it out of the freezer, stick it in the oven for half an hour and you're done.
Definitely.
But I cooked a lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was a big start for me. Like, I didn't like ease myself in.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got a bit too big for my boots. You know, I was standing there in Aldi or Lidl, one of the two, and I was like, any supermarket. And I was like, do you know what, boys? I reckon I could make a really good lasagna.
Can layer some stuff together.
Yeah,
like that's all right.
And I nailed it.
Good. I'm proud of you. We've got another tweet actually. The first deadline over and done with this week as well. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's good. That always feels nice.
I'm a bit jealous of that.
I mean, especially for us lot in third year, like once you hit that first deadline, I feel like they just roll on and they roll.
Definitely. Anyway, that was Beam Me Up with Scotty. Thank you, Scott.
Demon FM.
That's it about for this time on the lunch show for Outer Mission. we do have to say, of course, we've got to end it off with some tweets from you guys about what your favourite lunch is. Chicken dippers, taken back to Ellie's childhood there. And fried rice, chicken and salad as well.
Very healthy option, but also always very good.
We did actually go out onto the streets of Leicester a little bit earlier and find out what people were grabbing for their lunch. So here you go.
Well, today I had, I think, honey and mustard chicken and chips.
I had a Christmas sandwich and orange juice from town.
I didn't eat anything today for lunch.
Well, my lunch was actually a breakfast. So I ended up having fish fingers and waffles with baked beans and a cup of tea.
For lunch today, I had burger and chips.
For lunch today, I had a ham baguette and pasta.
Okay, so today I had a chicken and bacon sandwich meal deal with blackcurrant cordial and barbecue crisps.
For lunch today, I had noodles.
Well, I had 4 pieces of peanut butter and toast because I was very hungry.
For lunch, I got a sandwich which was Christmas flavoured and it was stuffing, bacon, gravy, turkey and chutney, and it was really good.
I just picked up a steak, bacon, a coffee from a shop in town.
They sound amazing. I'm a bit jealous of
talking about chutney. I never used to like chutney until like 2 months ago.
And I know.
Ooh, it's so good now.
I'm a fan. Anyway, that's it. That's another show over. The lunchtime show on Outer Mission, we're done for today. Next time, we've got a very special show for you live.
Live and, well, I mean, this is live anyway, but we'll be live outside.
Somewhere in a different location. But for now, we've been at the lunch show on Outer Mission. I've been James. He's been Alex.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.